Foreign ministers of Muslim nations wrapped up an emergency conference in Doha, Qatar today. They were meeting in response to the most recent violence in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Members of the Organization of the Islamic Conference called for new initiatives to stop what they say is excessive Israeli violence directed against Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and his Palestinian Authority. From Cairo, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
In the past week, Israel has launched air and ground attacks in the West Bank and Gaza Strip in response to a spate of Palestinian suicide bombings in Israel. Esmet Abdel-Magid, former head of the Arab League, says Israel's response to the suicide attacks has been disproportionate and counterproductive.
This is defense. It is killing more and more and more, not defending himself. We condemn the terrorist act, but at the same time also this is not an answer to that.
Israel is insisting that Arafat dismantle Palestinian radical groups like Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Israel says it will continue to attack Arafat until he does so. Arab leaders counter that Arafat has arrested some 180 militants, including Hamas leader Sheikh Ahmed Yassin. But they say Arafat's ability to pursue the crackdown is undermined by Israel, which is attacking and killing the very security and police forces needed to do the job. Mohammed Kamal is a professor of political science at Cairo University.
Israel is complicating his job by bombing him and bombing, you know, the institutions of the Palestinian Authority. He's, as you can say, between the hammer and the hard place. He can satisfy Israel and his people at the same time.
Many Arab analysts say Sharon is punishing the Palestinian Authority and not the culprits of the suicide attacks to undermine, possibly even topple Arafat. Analyst Dia Rashwan says the Israeli attacks are an effort to sabotage the peace process. Arafat, he says, is the only Palestinian who can deliver peace. His demise, Rashwan warns, could plunge the Palestinian territories into chaos, possibly even civil war.
There is no man in the Palestinian political theater who could replace Arafat in such mission. And there is no consensus around any other man. And if Arafat disappear, it will be very dangerous, mainly for the Israelis.
Rashwan and others say Israel's repressive occupation of the West Bank and Gaza Strip has created a desperate people with very little to lose. Furthermore, says Mohammed Kamal, Sharon's condition to restart ceasefire talks, 7 days free of violence, is nearly impossible for Arafat to meet.
Arafat is serious about a ceasefire agreement, but we have to take into account that he can't control every lunatic, you know, in the West Bank or Gaza who wants to blow himself up and kill Israelis. So yes, what you expect from him is 100% effort, but you can't expect 100% results.
Egypt dispatched its foreign minister to Israel last week in an attempt to defuse the growing crisis. Cairo also reportedly asked the Arab League to cancel a foreign minister's meeting in order to avoid any hardline rhetoric that might undermine U.S. peacemaking efforts. Most Arab leaders have welcomed renewed U.S. involvement in the Middle East. But Esmet Abdel-Magid says Arabs are increasingly concerned that U.S. efforts will fail unless Washington puts as much pressure on Israel as it has on the Palestinians.
It is for the American administration to tell Sharon, even in private or in secret, enough is enough, stop it.
Most Arab leaders say there is only one way to end the current cycle of violence, the introduction of international observers to monitor the two sides and act as a so-called referee. It's a solution that Israel has rejected, yet another sign, say the Arabs, that the Israelis, not the Palestinians, are the obstacle to peace. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Cairo.